Wonder what they did back then with guys who liked to wear diapers. I wonder if they had those guys. We have them today. The diaper flasher is at it again. He hit another convenience store in Oklahoma just last night. Police say this is the fourth time he's gone into a convenience store restroom in normal clothing and then emerged wearing only a diaper. He had a Shell station in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma last night. Police say the man is a serious sex offender, but not everyone takes him for one. When he hit a store last week, a customer took pictures of the man in the diaper with her cell phone. Police are publishing that photo. They want help. If you have seen this guy, give a call. They say it's not funny. Boy, they're really pushing that not funny deal. He comes in fully clothed, goes into a bathroom at a convenience store, comes out wearing just a diaper, and he leaves. And I guess that's a serious sex crime. Store clerk Kyle Holdman came into work telling his boss that they were to be on the lookout for the diaper-wearing guy, and it was about an hour later that this guy walked in, went right into the bathroom, came out wearing a diaper. This guy says, I had just told my boss that cops are asking us to be on the lookout, and there he was. The boss thought it was kind of funny. Kyle did not. Police agree with Kyle. They say this is not funny. The story has earned lots of laughs around the store, but sex crimes officer Mark Mears says this is no joke. This is a crime. He is exposing himself. Well, he's exposing his diaper. Mears says the man is getting very bold. Mears doesn't want it to be funny because he's got the job of going after this guy. And he wants to take what he does seriously, and he can if everybody's laughing. But they're really pushing this. It's not funny. They really want everybody to believe it's serious business. This is a serious crime. Don't laugh. Mears is almost telling us if we laugh, we too might be charged with a crime. Aiding and abetting diaper man with our mirthful encouragement there. So I guess I'll tell you people, if you're laughing right now, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. This isn't funny. This is a serious sex crime. Right? Cops have it hard enough out there without you people making light of miscreants and deviants and, in general, perpetrators of grievous injury to community sensibilities, that sort of thing. The man walks into store restrooms clothed. He emerges later in a diaper. And you people laugh. Huh. You're the kind of people who'd laugh if he came out in a gerbil costume. You out there might want to take a good hard look at yourselves. The man's engaged in criminal activity. How many times do you have to be reminded of that? He's a criminal. End of story, all right? He walks through the store in his diaper, all right, out the door into a waiting crib where he's entertained by a rattle and a small blankie. Don't laugh. If you see this man, you are asked to contact local authorities. You are instructed not to giggle. Cops, possibly a SWAT team, will converge directly. SWAT teams are trained to deal with diaper people. Don't laugh. It's not funny. How'd you like it if they came over to your house, these SWAT guys? How'd you like it if they came over every time you climbed into your diaper and giggled at you, looked in the window there, a bunch of SWAT guys laughing at you in your diaper, huh? Wouldn't make you feel too good, would it? So knock it off. Authorities are asking that those who come in contact with diaper man not try and scoop him up into their laps. He doesn't need a nursing, a bath, a nappy. He needs to be booked and he needs to be incarcerated, all right? Description of the perp goes as fuck. Don't laugh! A description of the perp goes as follows. He's pudgy, he's cuddly, cute as a button, waddles like a duck, answers to the name Little Cherub or Mr. Poopy Pants. Sex crime officer Mears says it's not funny.